Mark Nixon. He is with the Board of Water and Light. Mark, how are you?
I'm just fine, Tony. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. Long time no talk to you. You doing well?
Yes, of course. We're getting pretty geeked about Silver Bells, which is just coming up, about 6-8 hours, something like that.
All right. Well, you got a platform. Tell us about it.
Well, let's see. This is the 27th year of Silver Bells in the city. The Board of Water and Light for the last 5 years has been the signature sponsor. And, you know, we've been doing some calculations, and we figure that this is the single largest one-day event in Lansing, or greater Lansing, even topping whatever you do at Spartan Stadium when you fill that place up. So, you know, it's over 100,000 people. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be a great show.
Just to get us caught up, how's the cleanup with the Wise Road plant doing?
Well, it's still moving along. You know, they're still assessing damages. Believe it or not, here it is something like 5 months. This chlorine gas, which is what it was, is very corrosive, and it dives into just every little nook and cranny. Things about chlorine gas I'd never known. It actually can penetrate concrete and actually affect the rebar, the reinforced steel inside. So, you know, they're still doing a lot of assessment, but actually the plant itself was still operating. It has been actually from the day of the accident. It's just that there's still a lot of damage, and the good news for our repairs is that insurance is going to cover it.
All right, let's talk about a proposal. The Board and Water of Light water and steam customers could see higher rates next spring under a proposal that apparently the utility board is considering. Tell us about this.
That is correct. At last Tuesday's meeting, the Board of Commissioners passed a resolution, and the resolution was specifically just for one thing, to set a public hearing for January 19th, 2012. But the staff, that is the Board of Water and Light staff, has recommended a 9% increase in water rates and steam rates. It's significant and probably underreported that we are making no recommendation to increase electricity, which of course, is our biggest utility. So anyway, that's what we are going to do on January 19th. The public is invited to come down to our boardroom and make comment. Probably about a week later, the Board of Commissioners themselves will, taking all of those things into account, will debate it, discuss it, and vote on it.
Okay, why is this needed?
Well, it's a long answer, but I'll try to make it short. We have an aging infrastructure. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, we had to replace a water main. Believe it or not, was made of wood. Some of our water mains are over 100 years old. That's one reason. We also have a very aggressive program to replace all of our lead service lines. These are the water lines that come out of the water mains and go to people's homes. These are made of lead. About 6 years ago, people of Lansing asked that the Board of Water and Light replace these. We are. But it's an expensive process. So far, we've spent about $65 million, and that's going to continue. We're about three-quarters of the way through the project, but it's a costly project. So those two things combined, we just know that we're going to need more revenue.
And you know, there are going to be the squeaky wheels out there who say the Board of Water and Light's just trying to get our cash again.
Well, nobody likes to pay any more for anything, whether it be a loaf of bread or a gallon of water. But we know for a fact that our rates are in the middle of the pack as far as municipal rates in the state of Michigan. And for the average customer, water customer, the Board of Water and Light, if these increases do go through, would amount to $2.19 per month.
And as you mentioned before, electric and chilled water rates would remain the same.
That is correct. We're seeking only increases in steam and water. You know, we don't make a big deal about the steam because there are really only 200 customers. Of course, those are pretty big customers, General Motors being the biggest, State of Michigan, and several businesses in downtown Lansing. But the one that's going to impact most people would be the water rates because we have approximately 55,000 water customers.
All right, Mark, appreciate you coming on the program and updating us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.